CRI News, I'm Wu Jia. A bus crashed into a ravine in a mountainous county in central China's Hubei province Saturday afternoon, leaving at least 16 people dead and another one missing. Local authorities say the sleeper coach, with 34 people on board, plunged into the river dozens of meters below the highway in Xiangshan County of Yichang City. The crash also injured the rest 17 people inside the bus, most of them severely. China has urged a consultation over a suspended joint hydropower project in Myanmar, saying the legitimate rights and interests of its companies should be protected. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei made the appeal after a report said Myanmar President Thein Sein will order the suspension of the jointly invested project. He says the project has gone through scientific feasibility studies and strict examinations by both sides. The hydropower plant project started in December 2009 with an installed capacity of 6,000 megawatts. It is estimated to yield about 30,000 million kilowatts a year on completion by 2019. More than 530 million people are expected to go on a journey during the week-long National Day holiday starting Saturday. That's an increase of nearly 10% from the same period last year. The Ministry of Transport says a total of 840,000 coaches are in service across the country to deal with the flood of tourists during the holiday. China's Industry and Commerce Watchdog has urged the local authorities to step up safety checks and regulation during the 7-day National Day holiday. The State Administration for Industry and Commerce said in an urgent circular that local supervisory bodies must pay special attention to enterprises in the mining, hazardous chemicals and fireworks sectors. It calls for severe punishment for illegal behaviors that compromise work safety. The circular says emergency response plans should be made to ensure accidents are dealt with expeditiously. China's National Marine Environmental Forecasting Center has warned residents in the country's southern provinces to take precautionary measures against approaching Typhoon Nalji. It says local authorities and residents are asked to intensify safety checks on fishing facilities off the coast of southeastern Fujian and Guangdong provinces as Nalji sweeps across the eastern part of the South China Sea. The center issued a yellow alert for sea waves on Saturday. A yellow alert is the second lowest alert level in the country's four-level rainstorm alert system. China's Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, continued its rise in September, hitting 51.2% from 50.9% in August. The China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing says the 0.3 percentage point rebound marks the PMI's 2 consecutive month rise, indicating that economic development is continuing to stabilize and that the worries of a hard economic landing are being eased. China plans to decrease leprosy rates by 50% over the next 10 years. That's according to a joint plan to fight the infectious disease issued by the Ministry of Health and 10 other ministerial-level institutions. The prevalence rate is targeted to be brought down to one case per 10,000 people by 2015. The rate will further shrink to one in every 100,000 people by 2020 in at least 98% of the country's counties. A total of 500,000 cases of leprosy have been reported and treated for free throughout the country since the founding of New China 62 years ago. China's judicial authorities have set up 59 provincial-level rehabilitation centers and treated more than 35,000 drug users through the country's efforts to curb drug-related crimes and maintain social stability. An official with the Ministry of Justice says the centers receive substance abusers who enter voluntarily or are forced into treatment. He says the centers are exploring ways to help drug addicts break their habits, recover from psychological or mental problems, and better integrate themselves back into society. And that's the latest update from CRI. I'm Wu Jia. Stay tuned for more on China Radio International.